Sunsplash, The Mix Show. I am the DJ. I am the host. Well, I am Ja Prince.
And I'm Selecta Princess.
So that means today we're talking to the gorillas that are in the building. The hot milk is in the building. We're talking to Leo representing Reggae on the River. Now, a lot of people were seeing our posts. Princess, we started making a list, and we'll get to it later because it looks like we're going camping. So, Leo, tell us about Reggae on the River.
Well, Reggae on the River was started in 1984. It's been around for a long time. It's been around for one of the longest running reggae festivals in the United States and pretty much the world. I believe the only other reggae festival that has been around longer was Reggae Geel. I think that started in 79. So, you know, it is what it is. It's been around since longer than Sunsplash, Sting. We had a six-year hiatus, obviously, because of a lot of financial issues and COVID, you know. But we're back this year. We're back strong. It's a trip because, like, this festival used to mean so much to the people in the area, you know. And with the recent, like, economic times all over the world, but up here in the rural area, we've been hit a lot harder. There's not a lot of free-flowing money like there used to be, you know. Times have changed. And I can't speak for everybody, but to a certain degree, the vibes have been down. Reggae and dancehall isn't what it used to be. You know, as far as the public spotlight and all the hits on the radio, just not the same. I mean, I've had my sound system Gorilla take over for, this is our 20th year. And we've seen the changes. I ain't lying. You know, you guys see it. Things aren't how they used to be, you know. But with that said, we're just doing our part to give back to the community, to the festival, to the whole West Coast, and just do our part for the world of reggae music, you know?
And that is the thing to do, your part. And the legacy continues. So we're celebrating 35 years. What a
35 years.
Yeah. You know, there's so many things that can be done and found at Reggae on the River for the 35th anniversary. Can you tell us about, because I know you've had some specials. There was a Root Boy pricing. There's still ticket giveaways, etc. But the general admission currently is at $299, right?
Yes, correct.
So what does that include?
So general admission is, it's also camping is included in that fee. You can do what's called car camping, which is an extra small added on fee to basically camp right next to your car, camp in your car, have your tent right next to your car. But otherwise, that $299 fee is for the whole 3 days of music. You get live art, you get sound clash, the live artists. We have 37 live artists, I believe, in groups. There's 35 DJs, you know, including Red Bull champion, DJ Lazy Boy from the West Coast and Bay Area, including King IDs, including Kilimanjaro, including the big bad Bomba Clock Gorilla Takeover. You see me?
Yes.
So we got a lot to offer for people, but yeah, that $299 fee is that includes camping as well. If people just wanted to, you know, they'd be driving in, they would park their car and they'd have to camp separate. So it is an extra fee if you want to camp next to your vehicle.
I like it. I like it. Tell us about, like you said, it's 3 days. It is family friendly. So it's as soon as you wake up, you can just chill out until the music turns on.
Yeah, it's family friendly. It's always been that. There's a kid zone, but at the same time, it's been 6 years since it's happened. And, you know, it is what it is. We know our age group and we want to have everybody there that can, we want to provide everything that all the different kind of people want to do. There's a family zone, but at the same time, there will be multiple sound systems going till 3, 4, maybe later in the morning. One of the nights is going to be local sound systems. One of the nights is going to be Sound Clash. And it's not totally verified yet, but it looks like King IDs is probably going to be closing the Sunday night, late night.
Nice, nice. The King IDs. These are 3 days that we're celebrating right there in the beginning of August, which is also, as we know, the Emancipation Independence of Jamaica. So it all ties together. Tell us about California's reggae scene. Like you said, local DJs over there, maybe they don't get the highlight and the shine, but West Coast DJs and sound systems, I'm off and play a song.
Well, there's a certain caliber, you know? I mean, you know, it's like the love has always been here. I would have to say that I would be lying if I didn't say that the roots weren't to a certain degree for the West Coast based on Reggae on the River, right?
Yeah.
Let's see, it's 2024. 20 years ago, I bought my sound system to bring it to this festival. To have a Renegade on the Rocks is what we call it, where you set up illegally and you bump your sound system all night. You play with dub plates, you do what you can. You know, that used to be a much more popular thing back in the day. But, you know, we got sounds like Ja Mikey has been representing. You know, big up Ja Mikey. He's been doing his thing. We got Ja Warrior, who's a staple. They've been around forever. You know, one of the members of Rock with Me's from Brooklyn originally. You know, it is what it is. The West Coast will never be Europe. The West Coast will never be Jamaica. The West Coast will never be Florida. It will never be Canada. It will never be New York. But at the same time, the West Coast has always had sound systems and people that love the music, and that love has never left. You know, the age group might have gotten a little bit older. We're doing our best to keep it alive. But love has always been here, though. As you can see over the years, from Reggae on the River, from what has branched out to, even the Cali Vibes, to Cali Root. Mm-hmm. The list of festivals is long and long and long. But the base and the platform was always Reggae on the River, in my opinion, you know. Mm-hmm. Just like Shaba says, you know, it's like you have to give respect. And it is what it is. This festival was around since 1984, you know.
Definitely looking forward to it. So the Sound Clash is called Kings of the Earth, and we have Dynamic, we have That's Renaissance, right. And we also have Heavy Hammer.
What is it? Renaissance! I mean, for me personally, it's like, I'm a Sound Clash nerd. I'm a reggae and dancehall nerd. That's just me. I've just always been that way. I'm more extreme than anybody else I know. My wife has been with me for 18 years. I'm more extreme than her. I know my best friend for 30 years. I'm more extreme than he is. I just always had that deep love. When I was like, I was probably 14. My pops was in jail. We had a person that was like an older brother, and he had a wife in Jamaica. And he would come back, and he would bring us mixtapes, or Stone Love mixtapes. He would bring us Renaissance mixtapes. He's like, man, there's this dude with this. He's got one eye, and he has an eye patch, man. His name is Funky Delano. These crazy, crazy Bounty Killer. Bounty Killer came out in 93. So this was 94 when I was getting these mixtapes, right? And it was like, we're talking Bounty Killer on the Friends beat that was remixed, you know, from Renaissance. So I'm a huge fan of Jazzy T and Delano and the whole Renaissance movement for years. So I was like, we've got to have a Jamaican sound. Yeah. Heavy Hammer has done their thing for years. You know, they've been on the Jamrock Cruise. They've won Warren East. They're quality, reputable sound. And I mean, Dynamic just speaks for himself. You know, he's on every flyer. He's on, the man knows everybody. You can't mention a name without him being like, oh yeah, that's Madon. He knows everybody, you know, he's family. He's a good dude. We've known each other for a long time. And I feel happy and confident that we're, for our first year back, we're able to bring sounds from all over the world, right? From Italy, from Jamaica, USA, Africa, you know?
Perfect.
The lineup, Capleton and the Prophecy Fan, Kali Buds, it's so diverse. I love it.
Cannot forget the Prophecy Band, let me tell you.
Original.
Because it's not just Capleton, right? Capleton has branded himself alongside his band. And I mean, I'm going back here. The other day I was like, I haven't just been, you know, doing a sound system thing. I've been a promoter for probably 12 or 14 years myself. You know, we've done conscience shows. I've done shows with DeMarco. This is my third time booking Capleton. We pull up the list. Anthony B I've done in the past. If it, you know, these other artists, if I wasn't booked for them, I was playing alongside Luton Fire 14 years ago. I booked Jeff Fender four times, you know. Like, the love has always been there, and I always wanted the opportunity to try and help Mateel pull something together like this, to where it brings new, old things that have never been done before, like Entreloop and Scaramucci. You know, those are huge artists in Europe that they're closing these festivals with 20,000-30,000 people. You know, I'm just happy that they accepted our offer to come do this for the very first time at our festival.
Yeah. I like to hear that. Just like you said, they made themselves available. They know the legacy, their manager, booking it. Everybody said not. But if they Reggae on the River call, yeah, I'm available. I'm available. We can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm happy. I'm happy for it. That's my boy right here.
Boop, boop, boop. Big boy. Big gorilla. Baby gorilla. Now we need to find out. Select the Princess Ja Prince. Where's Sunsplash? We've been to the Sumfest and the Stings, and the Rebel Salute, to Jamaica Jazz and Blues. We've been to several islands, several cruises. Leo, we never went camping. We need to know, and we love to engage with people who have been going to Reggae on the River for years. What is the first two or three things we need to bring when we're going camping?
Water. You got to bring shade. The thing about Reggae on the River is you have to be prepared. I mean, there's been artists from who was it? Lucky Dubé. Rest in peace, Lucky Dubé. There's this famous story. Lucky Dubé performed Heat of the Day in California, almost passed out, and he came off stage and he said, "I have to go back to Africa. It's much cooler." Because it is what it is. It's California in August. The beautiful thing is that we're right next to a huge, amazing river, you know? And with this venue change, it's right directly across the river from where it historically was. But there's more grass, there's more trees, there's more shade, so it's a little bit more forgiving. But I would say the three things you have to bring is water, shade, ganja.
No questions asked.
If you don't bring ganja, you got to bring good vibes, you know, because this is like a real special event. And to be honest, G, it's like the vibrations going through these hills is like, it really makes me feel good. And everybody, when you talk about it, it brings a smile to their face, because this is something that has massively been needed for the whole area. This is something on the West Coast that's been needed. I mean, you see the lineup speaks for itself. You know, it's a lot more, it speaks for itself, right? We're doing our part to bring Jamaican reggae music and Jamaican-based reggae music. Domestic reggae music is fine. I don't have anything against it. Some of the bands are great. But at the same time, like, there's a foundation, right? The foundation has been set. And we're just doing our part to keep what it always was at Reggae on the River, which is authenticity, you know?
I truly believe it. And that's why the legacy continues. RVs. Can you have RVs there?
You can have RVs. If you go to the website, there's all the information you would need to vend, to sponsor, for GAs, for VIPs, for RVs. There's no hookups at the festival, so everybody is basically dry camping. Everything is at www.reggaeontheriver.com.
I like it. That means we're going to go check in with some of the artists. Some of them saw that we posted on Sunsplash Mix, and they listened to the Sunsplash Mix on Pandora and Spotify, and now they're going to get this Truversation, because it's not a conversation, but this Truversation with Leo. He is a gorilla, but like you said, we're going to get a lot more information from the artist hands-on about how Select the Princess and Ja Prince are going to go camping for the first time.
Can't wait. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. And how can people also follow on social media?
Well, of course, there's reggaeontheriver.com, you know, not social media, but that's the main spot for all your information. We're going to be putting out tons of information through the Instagram. It's Reggae on the River, and you can always check Mateel as well. And my name is DJ Octagon Gorilla Takeover. You can check that on Instagram, and Hot Milk Entertainment on Instagram as well. And on Facebook, there is it's a huge, long story. There's 40 or 50,000 followers there, and we're still trying to hop back into our own account, and hopefully that should be up very soon.
Perfect, perfect. We love it. We love it. And salute to all the Facebook fellows and family, and that is Sunsplash Mix.